the magnetic fields and things.
Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 ACRA.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Tune in daily to the impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate live on WGXC 90.7 FM through Pacifica Radio. 1 p.m. every day the proceedings begin of the U.S. Senate trial of the president on two articles of impeachment. Tune in to WGXC's live coverage of the impeachment trial on 90.7 FM every day and continue to hear local programming on the All Together Now web stream. It's available at wavefarm.org/listen. Or at WGXC.org, click on the Listen button and scroll down to the All Together Now stream, where local programming will continue to air live while the impeachment trial airs on 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. 14 degree temperatures greet today's sunrise. A steady climb stops at 38 degrees at 4 p.m. Skies will be blue and winds will be calm. After 4, temperatures fall off quickly through the night, reaching only down to about 19 degrees by dawn tomorrow. Then, temperatures and cloud cover will increase through the day. High temperature tomorrow will be 42 degrees at 3 p.m. Friday will follow the same pattern with a high of 43. And on Saturday, snow will be coming around again. Check in tomorrow for depth predictions. Today's closest snowfall will be 600 miles away on Lake Huron. Looking beyond the clouds, we see the star Betelgeuse is continuing to dim. Now at a 25-year low and still dropping in luminosity, scientists are training equipment on our neighbor, only 642 light-years away. It could be cloaking itself, it could be getting ready to explode. Either way, pretty exciting, and we will keep you posted. Solar wind speed is currently 359 kilometers per second at 5.5 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. There have been 11 days since the last sunspot. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Al Margolis of Chester, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Good morning. This is Maria Manhattan, and you are in the Hudson Cafe, and we are celebrating our fourth anniversary today. That's right. It has been 4 years since we began this musical journey together, and I am very grateful for this continuing opportunity to dig deep into my archives and share with you some of the most beautiful music ever listened to, yes, and ever written. So thank you for listening. And thanks to WGXC, their support keeps our musical history alive, like this Duke Ellington composition interpreted by one of the most brilliant performers that we have ever seen, Miss Nina Simone.
Just sit here and sigh, go long blues. I always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. And in the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. For there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a poor fool that's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Oh. he wants them out of the way. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. As he wants it, so it will be. Crazy calls me. Sure enough, I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take. If I have to hold up the sky, crazy calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love. I'm crazy.
Sarah Vaughan, a musical giant, isn't she wonderful? And a big influence on another young musical giant, and that would be Cecile McLaurin Salvant. Cecile said that she listened to Sarah when she was a child, but she didn't have any real aspirations about singing. And she was living in France, studying, if you could believe it, law and classical music when she started fooling around with the jazz combo. And the rest, as they say, is history. Grammy Awards and world tours are now part of her story. And here she is with a Cole Porter song written for a Broadway show, Easy to Love.
I know too well that I'm just wasting all my precious time in thinking such a thing could be, that you could ever care for me. I'm sure you hate to hear that I adore you, but grant me just the same, I'm not entirely to blame for. You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep every home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love. Thank you. love so easy to idolize. All lovers above, so worth yearning for. So swell to keep every home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love.
If you've been hanging out in the Hudson Valley this last week, you will know the meaning of the words bitter cold. And so I look towards spring with Julie London. Here she is with June in January.
It's June in January because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charms. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January because I'm in love.
I'm really in love.
But only because love. I'm in love with you.
So in love, so in love. So in love, so in love. And I can feel the scent of roses in the air.
It's June in January because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
It's June in January 'cause I'm in love with you.
Julie London, she was known for that sort of sultry thing that she did. She was known as a torch singer, a phrase we don't hear anymore. But if you really want to see her at her best, look up the YouTube video of her singing Cry Me a River. It is a classic 1960s experience. Julie London, a great singer. Well, I have a special guest who's going to join us in just a little bit. Terrence Law, a cabaret singer, among many other things, who will be performing at the Red Dot later in February. And we're going to bring him out in just a little bit. But right now, it's Ricky Lee Jones with a song from My Fair Lady.
The pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once, am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. the time go by. I don't care if I can't be here on the street where you live. Can't be here on the street where you live.
Jones here in the Hudson Cafe today. I'm Maria Manhattan, and you are listening to WGXC Community Radio 90.7 on your FM dial. Or, of course, you may be streaming us at WGXC.org. And, you know, I wanted to mention that you can dig into our archive and check out any past Hudson Cafe show. If you click on Browse by Show Name on the main page and find the Hudson Cafe and then click on Audio, you will find a list of every show we've ever done. So knock yourself out, have a Hudson Cafe-a-thon, and enjoy. And I'm going to introduce my very special guest today, Terrence Law. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Maria. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I asked Terry here to join me because he is a man of many talents, and he quit a very sort of established job after many years to follow his bliss and become a cabaret singer and a performer. It's not only cabaret singing, but there's many other things that you do as well, I know. So I wanted to ask you, what tell us about that transition and what made you do that.
Sure. Once again, Maria, thank you. And I have to say, looking at your background, I'm just so impressed with the many things you do, being an artist and technician and managing a radio show and actor yourself. So
I can't control myself.
I'm in awe of what you have done. I was a banker for about 36 years.
Wow.
Almost 37 years. And I started when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a great career. But prior to that, I'd always dabbled in show business in one way or another. I was an actor, background actor, under fives, a small part on One Life to Live, the old soap opera. And then it was going very well. And I was offered a part on Search for Tomorrow. And at that point, I was in my early 20s, and I had to make a decision. Do I stick with banking, something really stable, you know, that
right.
I could pay the rent in New York City, or, you know, do I follow really another passion and showbiz? And frankly, I, you know, with tears in my eyes, I closed a conference room door, and I called the casting director of Search and said, you know what, I'm going to stick with banking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always stayed in touch with show business, and I've always been active with different theater productions, with theaters, being on the board of a theater, you know, helping even save the theaters. There was an organization to help designate New York City theaters as landmarks, and that was hugely successful.
Good. There was a time when they were tearing them down, like the Helen Hayes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that was a real wake-up call, and one day I was reading the New York Times, and I saw that the late actor Christopher Reeve was really taking an active role in it, mm-hmm. Celeste Holm, and And I thought, you know, why not just volunteer? There's so many things that we can do. So I would do things like that at
night. Oh, that's great.
And then I started studying voice as well at mm-hmm. night and different acting classes. And it seemed to really satisfy a number of fronts. But then, you know, after 36 years, I thought, you know what? If I'm going to make a change, now is the time to do it.
The circus was calling.
Exactly. So that was just a little over a year ago, and uh-huh. it's been an amazing year, and no regrets. And I keep in touch with everyone from the bank, and they're very supportive. But really, it's been a major journey to try to change one's identity, though. So, you know, I really do now, for the first time, I consider myself a singer and mm-hmm. an actor. I've tried dance as well over the last year. And you know what? I think maybe that's not in the cards for this lifetime.
Moves well. That's all you need.
Yes, that's right.
So what? Aside from the singing, you've been acting? You've done some roles?
A number of roles. I was really surprised. I dug out my old equity eligible card and the SAG-AFTRA card, which actually I've been a member for a long time. And I went to a casting director and... right before a trip to California, and this is only a week after leaving the bank, and then suddenly they asked if I would want to do a featured role for a movie that's yet to be released.
Oh, great.
Called Tiger Tail. Mm-hmm. It's about a Taiwanese family living in both Taiwan and in New York, and it was a 3-day shoot, and then I thought, okay, well, that's it, and then there was another opportunity and for the big show Billions and for another featured role.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty amazing because they wanted, it was an induction ceremony for a fraternity of hedge fund billionaires. And as part of this induction ceremony, the fraternity members had to go in drag. So I'd never done that before. And uh-huh. it was a lot of fun.
On
national TV, yes.
Great.
And then some other small roles in Succession. And that's really where I can no longer hide that I was having this career change because I got about 50 texts saying, were you just on Succession? So
fabulous.
That was pretty cool. I'd never experienced that
so
before.
You really had to keep going with that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, I know that you are a cabaret performer and you really have been attracted to that repertoire for a long time. And I'm, we were talking earlier about cabaret versus nightclub and all that sort of thing. And I'm just wondering what attracted you to becoming a cabaret performer in particular?
Sure. Well, with cabaret, you can really bring yourself to the table. You can really bring yourself to the audience. And it's really about connecting with the audience.
It's very personal.
Very personal. And, you know, I think no one gets to their late 50s, let's say, without having a lot of life experiences. And I really mm-hmm. thought when I heard some of these songs, they really spoke to me. And I think we can all bring our own life story to, you know, many of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, the passion that I had that I wasn't really able to express as a banker, I'm certainly able to do that through the cabaret work.
Right, right.
And when I was thinking of leaving the bank, I thought, you know what? What can I do where I have some control of my schedule? And I thought I could study when convenient for me and for the voice teacher.
Right.
I can perform at night when it's mm-hmm. convenient. I can perform any day of the week. And I really didn't have to be subject to, you know, the rules or the schedules of others necessarily.
Right.
And that certainly has been the case because with cabaret, it's pretty much 24/7 if you're looking for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And fortunately, it's becoming more and more popular. So it's really been a great venue. And I've really been able to sink my teeth into it and really tell a lot about my life, and you don't have to reveal everything. It can be in your head, but
yeah.
But I think it's been a great just form of expressing myself, and then having the audience there with me, and
yeah.
that's really really so rewarding to look out at the faces and the smiles, and even the occasional question or two, and be able to answer them on the spot, and then mm-hmm. go with it and use that for the show.
And you have a show coming up here in Hudson at the Red Dot, is that right?
Absolutely. You know, there's a great group. There are so many artists up in the Hudson Valley area and in Hudson. And there's something called the Performance Night, which a group of us, including Alana Hauptmann, who's the owner and manager of the Red Dot
restaurant.
She's so great. Restaurant.
She's so generous really with her time and
so
the
supportive.
Use of the Red Dot.
And Alana even sings at the Performance Nights, and I think she will. But the next performance evening is on Sunday, February 16th, so right after Valentine's Day. And it'll begin at 8 p.m. this year, or this time. And someone can have dinner before, you could stay, there's no cover charge. And what's really great is we get about 10 different performers, all different talent levels, different, some are cabaret singers, American Songbook, rock, some guitar players, there's pianist Woody Regan who comes up from New York.
Mm-hmm.
We have all different types of performers. And I think with each time, it's just getting more and more popular. And we will have a featured guest or two.
Oh, great. Well, this sounds wonderful. I've been to one of them, and it's just surprising, in fact. You never know what you're going to hear, and it's a real variety show. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and I also have to say there is room for newcomers, so we're always looking for new faces, new voices. Anyhow, feel free to...
February 16th.
February 16th,
The Red Dot. Now, I had, when I had asked you to come on the show, I also asked you if you had some favorite songs, some music that you liked, and you gave me a list of a few songs, and I wanted to play one of them by one of the greatest cabaret performers of all time, Barbara Cook. And I had the pleasure of seeing Barbara several times at the Carlisle, and lucky me. And the thing about Barbara that was so amazing was that she did pull you in and made you feel like she was singing this just for you. You were the only one that had this experience along with her. And she just had such a talent. So I have a song here. Well, actually, two songs. They're both Sondheim songs, kind of a mashup.
Wonderful.
And this is something that she did in her Carnegie Hall concert. Let's see. Here we go. Barbara Cook.
Not a day goes by, not a single day, you're not somewhere a part of my life, and I need you to stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end? That it can't get much better, much longer, but it only gets better and stronger and deeper and nearer and simpler and freer and richer and clearer and still somehow part of my life, and you won't go away, and I have to say, if you do, I'll die. I won't day after day after day after day after day after day after day till the days go by, till the days go by, till the days go up. I think about you, the coffee cup I think about you. I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me. Oh, were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me. Or were you just being kind?
Honey. Wow.
She's amazing.
She's got it mad, man.
Oh, and those songs are incredible.
Incredible. Stephen Sondheim, I think, was that one was from Follies and one was from, I'm trying to think, was that Company? I'll get to that. Merrily we roll along, right. Not a day goes by. You know, I was thinking, Terry, that there was such a big part of our culture that was about nightclubs. And I remember as a child hearing about those great nightclubs. My dad worked in some of them, so I was very close to that. And there was the Empire Room at the Plaza and the Persian Room at the Waldorf Astoria. And, you know, people like Lena Horne and Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, they all played in those rooms. And they were big rooms with orchestras. And I was thinking, you know, the cabaret form sort of is a mini version of that. It pays tribute to that, but on a smaller, more intimate scale. And the songs seem to be not as bouncy, maybe, but still they do a lot of the same repertoire. I mean, there is a lot of Cole Porter and Gershwin. And in fact, I wanted to play for you a version by Julie Wilson of a Cole
She's
Porter
fantastic.
Song. Yeah, she was just a great cabaret performer. Someone with not a great voice per se, but boy, could she sell it. Yeah, and I think she does in this Cole Porter song.
Chaps do it up in Lapland, little laps. Do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
In Spain, the best upper sets. Do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's fall in love.
The Dutch in old Amsterdam. Do it.
Not to mention the Finns.
Folks in Siam, do it. Think of Siamese twins.
Some Argentines without means, do it.
People say in Boston, even beans, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Cold Cape Cod clams, against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know.
Why ask if shad do it? Waiter, will you bring us some shad roe?
In shallow shoals, English souls do it.
Goldfish in the privacy of bowls, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
The dragonflies in the reeds, do it. Sentimental centipedes, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Mosquitoes, heaven forbid, do it. So does every Katie did. Do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
The most refined ladybugs do it. When a gentleman calls.
Moths in your rugs do it. What's the
On Saturday, November 16th,
locusts
community members shut
do
down
it.
For the day. The Cricket Valley Frack Gas Power Plant in Dover, New York, southeast of Poughkeepsie.
Let's do it.
29 people were arrested for the blockade.
Julie Wilson with her accompanist, William Roy. So I was wondering, Terry, what are some of the cabaret clubs in the city that you frequent or that you've performed at?
Let's see. You know, there are more opening, which is really great.
Great.
But I would say, for the most part, Don't Tell Mamas on mm-hmm. West 46th Street.
And yeah.
I was dreamed to, perform there, and it's really been great to perform there for a number of times, last week included.
Wonderful.
And there's 53 Above, which is kind of a takeoff on 54
Below,
of course,
right.
Which is really an amazing space.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the Carlisle.
Oh, yeah.
And then so many people, are able to perform if you put together the right show or whatever at the Duplex. That's
yeah.
really been a great entree for many.
Yeah.
And then there's another one farther on the Upper West Side, the West End Cafe, which has really been terrific. And
oh, great.
And that was the I sang there for the first time in New York City, and that was great.
Mm-hmm. I've always been a habitué of some of the piano bars, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Marie's Crisis is one of my favorite places, and the Duplex, too.
They
do great, great, great nights there.
And Marie's Crisis is wonderful. You can just walk in there and sing, songs and walk out. It's
yep.
Very little a commitment, but a great time.
My friend Matthew and I, we at least once a year, we go to Marie's Crisis and sing our hearts out. And what has really surprised me is there's a whole new generation in there. It is certainly still as vibrant as ever. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot of the songs because they're singing things from Little Mermaid and Aladdin. But they're also doing, And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going from Dreamgirls, right, and Little Shop of Horrors, and of course, you know, West Side Story and all the classics. So I'm glad to know it's all still being carried on.
Absolutely. But you bring up a good point. About half of what's opening on Broadway now is more pop and rock. So
yeah,
a lot of actors and performers are suddenly realizing, gee, I need to learn that whole genre as well.
Or, exactly.
Or that style as well, including
yeah,
myself.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I have a little something from Mabel Mercer. I don't think we could talk about cabaret without mentioning Mabel yes, Mercer. And there is, of course, the Mabel Mercer Foundation that gives an award to the best cabaret performer of the year. And Mabel was a legend. I know I've spoken about her before on this show. She had her blue velvet chair that traveled with her, and she sat in this chair and just regaled you with these beautiful songs, these wonderful stories. A friend of mine took me to see her a long time ago, and I'm so, so glad that happened. So I have her here singing another Cole Porter song, Use Your Imagination.
Use your imagination. Just take this motto for your theme, and soon every night will be crowded with delight, and every day will be a dream. Use your imagination. You'll see such wonders if you do. Around you there lies pure enchantment in disguise, and endless joys you never knew. Behind every cloud there's a so lovely star. Behind every star there's a lovelier one by far. So use your imagination. Just take this motto for your theme, and soon you will dance on the road to sweet romance, and every day will be a dream. Around you there lies pure enchantment in disguise, and endless joy.
Mabel Mercer. Now, on your list of influential singers was Patsy Cline.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and in particular a song, I guess maybe her most famous song?
Probably Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And what was it?
One of the most performed songs on the planet right now.
Yes, yeah. So what is it about her voice that really gets to you?
Oh, I think back and just the emotion in her voice, and I don't know if you've ever seen, you know, any of the movies about her or whatever, but you know, she really had a tough life, and
yeah,
and I think she was able to resolve a lot of issues through her singing, and that really comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I first became familiar with Patsy Cline by escaping my own family drama and running over to a friend's house, and his grandmother would sit there at the kitchen table and listen to Patsy Cline over and over, and I remember she had a cigarette, and that was what I learned about Crazy and I Fall to Pieces.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was very young then.
That's quite a picture to paint there, Terry. I think there's nothing left to do but to listen to Patsy.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? Thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
Patsy Cline, no one like her. Well, I wanted to play a cabaret performer for you that I really loved her work, Mary Claire Herron. Did you ever see her?
No, but I've heard her. But
yeah,
I haven't.
She left us too soon, and she used to perform at the Oak Room at the Algonquin. Real smart and sassy. Here she is with the Rodgers and Hart song, "Everything I've Got."
For you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, and everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. There are hammerlock holds I've mastered a few, and everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. You for me, me for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue, a temper for two. And everything I've got belongs to you. anything that isn't quite alive. He has brains enough for any child of five. Oh, he isn't too rich in vigor and vim, but everything I've got belongs to him. He's a naughty brat that can't be left alone. He has eyes for every skirt except my own. Even under a tree, he grabs for the limb. But everything I've got belongs to him. Off to bed we will creep, and we'll sleep and sleep and sleep till the birds start to peep. He gives me plenty of nothing. When I see that funny face, I know something scared his mother 20 years ago. But I'll never let go, he'll never be free till everything he's got, I know it's not a lot, till everything he's got belong to me.
Isn't she good?
Wow, she's great.
Yeah, yeah, Mary Claire Harron. She recorded a number of albums, and I saw her do a show just on Fred Astaire songs. That was just wonderful. So, Terry, we're drawing to the end of our time together. We must do this again.
Go so quickly.
Because I have about a million more songs we could be playing here. Yeah, so I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today in the Hudson Cafe.
Thank you, Maria.
And tell us again when you'll be at the Red Dot.
February 16th, Sunday night, February 16th, 8 p.m. at the Red Dot.
Okay, be there. Thanks so much. And we'll go out, I think, with Judy Garland. Get happy.
Get happy.
Hey, I'll see you next time. What can I say? Keep singing out loud whenever and wherever the spirit moves you. And keep your humor. Bye-bye now.
The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy. Your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy. Get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get